views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Hallelujah. That's right, this is Brother Mike. Arizona, Phoenix, Tucson, Flagstaff, Safford, Globe. Hey, how you doing? This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. Welcome to FamilyValuesRadio.net. You can go to that radio station. You can go to the internet there and catch this radio station now. Just hit the click to listen button. May God richly bless you. Whoa, it's Wednesday, hump day. We're going to make it. We are definitely going to make it. Welcome to the program. Reach over on your console there in the car and just pick up your cell phone for a second and call somebody, would you please? Tell them about the radio show. It's on right now. Oh my gosh, your first love. The Bible study today, you can't afford to miss this. Revelation chapter 2. I'll make a couple of quick announcements. May God richly bless you. This is Brother Mike. I'm the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing in Central Phoenix on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. Our Sunday night services are at 6 o'clock. Please show up at 6 so you can get a decent seat. Please bring someone who's ill, who needs to be healed. The House of Healing at 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road, just west of the 51 freeway. See you Sunday night at 6 o'clock. HardcoreChristianity.com contains the website, contains the radio programs 24 hours a day. Please send me an email. And don't forget about the seminar on October 24th at the Ramada Inn on I-17 and Cactus Road, Demons, Devils, and Spiritual Warfare. Free seminar on the spirit world. Please call and sign up at 602-636-5800. It will be a sellout. You'll have to reserve a seat. The seminar is free. Before I got in the ministry, I was a certified counselor for 2.5 decades in Phoenix, Arizona. I do provide free counseling to born-again Christians. If you'll call the ministry hotline at 602-636-5800, or if you'll send me an email off the internet on hardcorechristianity.com, I will reserve you a session. It takes about a week to 2 weeks to get you in, okay? Please call today if you need free counseling. You don't have any money, you're going through a tough financial period, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Please come in and get healed. I see up to 6 people a day healed on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. Your first love, the title of the Bible study today. In Revelation chapter 2, Jesus goes over to the church at Ephesus. The Ephesians had a beautiful church there. It was a big church founded by the Apostle Paul, and it was a very, very good church. It was what I would call a mega church. This place was a mega church. We have about, almost 20 megachurches in the Phoenix metropolitan area. Of course, a megachurch is defined as 2,000 attendees a week or more. 2,000 or more. I think the largest megachurch in town is Phoenix First Assembly up on North Cave Creek Road. I think the Baptist Church on North Central, I think, is the second largest, but it doesn't matter. This church at Ephesus was a megachurch. Paul had done a spectacular work there. Thousands of new converts in the church at Ephesus. And Jesus, in Revelation chapter 2, he sends them his word, and he gives them a series of compliments. These people really had a good church. I'm telling you, it was great. And he mentions several good things about this mega church. Number one, they were hard workers. It says they were laboring. Number two, they were patient. Number three, they hated evil. Number four, they had a bunch of false apostles come in there, and they tested them and found out they were faking, and they got rid of them. Boy, that's amazing, isn't it? Can you imagine a megachurch in Arizona or any megachurch in the whole country actually doing that? There's no way. They just open the doors, and the false prophets just roll in the front. They don't care. They tested these guys out and found they were liars and fakes. They got rid of them, which is exactly what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get rid of people that won't repent. In a megachurch, they can't get rid of anybody. Number one, they don't know if anybody's sinning or not because nobody hangs around long enough. Number two, if they do, or if they are sinning, they don't care because each person is considered a unit of revenue. Then Jesus said, these people also, they have borne, it says in the King James Version. Bastazo is the Greek word there. It means to bear up under pressure. These guys were hard workers. They had had adversity, and they stood up under pressure. Another very good quality of a born-again Christian, right? Then it goes on to say also that they had not fainted. They had not fainted. That's the Greek word kamno, which means to become weary while you're laboring. Kamno is the Greek word. Hey, these people had stood up under the pressure. They had patience. They were throwing out false apostles. They stood up under the pressure. They did not faint while they were working for the Lord. They were doing all kinds of things. They had all kinds of programs there, great programs. They were ministering to the poor. They had ministering to the handicapped. They had a big youth program. They probably had tennis courts, basketball courts. They probably had wedding chapels. They probably had swimming pools and Starbucks in the church. They had all kinds of stuff at this mega church. I mean, these mega churches kind of look like small strip malls anymore. You go in there and you can buy shirts, T-shirts, books, coffee. I mean, you name it. It's gotten unbelievably pitiful. This church at Ephesus had everything, man. They had the whole thing going. Plus, listen to this. There was a satanic cult in Ephesus at the time and in several other cities near there, founded by a guy named Nicholas. Now, this satanic cult was loaded with Gnostics, and they taught polygamy, they taught adultery, they taught group sex. They were no different than the Mormons, the fundamentalist Mormons, David Koresh, Jim Jones, Tony Alamo. In fact, the Tony Alamo cult's in the news right now. They caught him up in Flagstaff in a hotel room with three or four women. Remember years ago in the 70s where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad of the Nation of Islam, they found out he was impregnating, I don't know, half a dozen women in the congregation. That's why Malcolm X left. Then they murdered him. These cults are all the same, okay? Every cult is basically the same. You know, they have the same qualities, don't they? They're all the same. You can spot them 10 miles away. They want to isolate the person from their family. They want to commune them. And then they want to open up the sexual activity to keep the members interested. So they teach polygamy and group sex and so on. It's the same thing. You know, the inner circle gets to have all this wonderful sex, and then they use intimidation, threats of hell and damnation to keep people in line. Well, this Nicholas group, the Nickelodeons, they were crooks, they were liars, and Jesus said, I quote, hate them. Hate that doctrine. Wow, that's pretty strong language, isn't it? Goodness sakes, that's strong language. I mean, that's scary. You don't really think of Jesus as hating something, do you? I also hate is the exact quote in verse 6 in chapter 2. I hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans. The church at Ephesus had it all, my dear friend. They were a mega church. They were booming. They had money. Everything was great. But Jesus said, I have something against you. Verse 4, you left your first love. Wow. Do you remember when you first got saved? You would have done anything for the Lord. You were so happy and excited. You were doing cartwheels because the Holy Ghost touched your heart and you had your first love for Jesus and you went on a honeymoon period with him. Remember that? Isn't that amazing? First loves are very important. As a Christian counselor, believe it or not, several people have said to me over the years, I still kind of love my first boyfriend or my first girlfriend, their very first love. They may have had five wives or husbands in between that time, since that time, but they still love their first one. Many times people are, if they are in love, if they lose their virginity to somebody they love, they never get over it for the rest of their lives. Did you know that? First loves are extremely important, spiritually and physically. Jesus said you left your first love. Then he tells them to repent. Metanoia is the Greek word that means to change the direction of your mind and your thoughts. Can you imagine that? King David left his first love and went chasing after Bathsheba. That's common, isn't it? To lose your first love over sin, drugs, sex, alcohol, porn. Yeah. King Saul lost his first love. Remember that? Ended up committing suicide. Do you know what Jesus said he was going to do to that church if they didn't repent and go back and get their first love? I'm going to remove your church, he said. Can you believe that? Verse 5, I'm going to remove your church. Did you know that no church is in Ephesus today? That prophecy was fulfilled. He removed it. You know why? They didn't get the message. Are you going to get it? I'm asking you. You don't have your first love anymore. You're doing all kinds of good things at the megachurch. You don't have your first love. You lost it. Will you come home today? Will you do that? Please come home. Your megachurch is going to take a hit right now. Financially, are you kidding me? All that real estate money that people were donating to your church, the capital gain revenue, is all gone now. You're going to be laying off people at the church. The very existence of your church is going to be challenged right now financially. Please come back to your first love. Please come home. Just turn your back on your sin and run home. That's all you got to do. Just drop what you're doing. Come back to the Lord. Come back to your honeymoon. Come back and see Him. He wants to save you. He wants to help you. But if you won't do it, your mega church is going to go down now. You're going to be lucky. You're going to be laying off staff. You're going to be cutting salaries. You're going to be struggling to pay the utility bills next summer. I'm telling you, this recession is going to pound on you if you won't come back to your first love. Your programs are not what God's looking for. Primarily, He's looking for your first love. Would you do that today? Just pull over the side of the road right now, bow your head, and repent. You can get your first love back if you will throw yourself down at the foot of the cross and beg for mercy. This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. Your first love is waiting at 636-5800. Come by for prayer. The Lord wants to heal you and deliver you from the devil today. See you Thursday.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.